Cake. 10 funny stories from a favourite Australian author. Written and read by Morris Gleitzman.
Dougal stares at the old photo of Grandad, amazed. "Your grandfather climbed into that castle with his bare hands," he says, "while Nazis were shooting at him. And when he got inside, he took them all prisoner, on his own." Glenn nods. "Amazing," says Dougal. "Keep your voice down," whispers Glenn. "For some reason, Mum doesn't like me looking at Grandad's photo album." He glances at his bedroom door. It's tightly shut, so with a bit of luck, no noise is leaking out. Dougal turns the page in the album. "Wow," he whispers. "Is that a Nazi tank?" Glenn nods again. "Grandad invented a way of capturing tanks by jumping onto them from trees," he says. "It was so successful, all the resistance fighters in Czechoslovakia started using it." Dougal's eyes are shining as he stares at the faded photo. "Your granddad was a war hero," he says. "Yes," says Glenn quietly. "He was." "No wonder you're so brave," says Dougal. "When you were little, he probably gave you bravery lessons." "Sort of," says Glenn. Dougal turns to the next page and stares again. "Is that your granddad up that mountain?" he says. "When he first came to Australia after the war," says Glenn, "he went to work on a big dam in the Snowy Mountains. But because he was so brave, he spent a fair bit of time rescuing mountain climbers." "That looks like a goat he's carrying on his back," says Dougal. "And goats," says Glenn. Dougal turns the page. His eyes go even wider. Glenn sees that Dougal has found the photo of Grandad swimming through rough seas towards a damaged passenger boat with a rope in his mouth. "He was a volunteer in the state emergency service all his life," says Glenn. "Well, not quite all his life. They made him resign when he was 76. "I wish I had someone that brave in my family," says Dougal wistfully. He frowns. "Except I don't understand. What's all this got to do with pizza?" "When Grandad was very old," says Glenn, "me and him used to look at his photos together. I used to ask him how he did all these incredibly brave things. He used to just shrug and say, 'Pizza cake.'" "Huh?" says Dougal. "I couldn't ever get him to explain exactly what he meant," says Glenn, "but after he died, I worked it out." "Pizza cake?" says Dougal. "Pizza cake," says Glenn. "What's pizza cake?" says Dougal.